How many ever like, hey, I'm not going to be denied, bless God. I'm going to get what I'm going after. Anyone here? How many ever had that resolve like, you know what? It doesn't matter. Bless God. It's going to happen. How many ever did it for your families? You come through for your kids. There's something, you know what? I'm not being denied. I believe that needs to be part of our makeup and part of the church. That we don't give up before we cross the finish line. Hallelujah. It's good to see you today. How you feeling? Okay, I'm glad you're here. Oh, yes, bless the Lord. When it comes to the power of persistence, I know that every obstacle the enemy throws in your path, he'll try to get you to stumble. He'll try to get you to quit. He'll try to get you off focus. Are you with me? You ever notice that when an athlete competes in a game, no matter what event, the ones who win are the ones who are focused. True? And it's really all the training that happens before they show up to the event. Come on. Aren't we still in training today? Now, there are times that we'll have R&R, some relaxation, but we're still in a battle. We're still in a war, and we're still in a race. So we have to watch how we run that race. When it comes time, I've noticed that when the people are going to do a certain dash or a race, they line up in those blocks. They get their legs stretched out. Then they get in position. That beam goes across there to make sure they don't start early. When the gun goes off, how many knows it's now go time? How many knows that there are times that God will position us in the blocks, but then when it goes off, it's go time. Are you with me? You ever notice that when somebody fouls, it's easy to see real quick? If you've ever been in the stadium, everyone can go, number two. Are you with me? It's easy to call it out. Now, God's not looking to call you out when you don't do something, but how many knows that it matters what you do? Say amen. We have to start looking, say, the power of persistence needs to be part of my character and makeup. I believe truly there's a lot of people that have prayed for God to move that aren't even serving the Lord right now. Come on, they got to come back to those areas. Amen? Listen, if you're starting to see keys of revival starting to break out in other areas, I'm not surprised. I know I've been hammering it for the last 14 years. And before that, I was praying for it. Amen? It's nothing new. I'm looking to see it happen. That isn't a prideful statement. That's a true statement. That the body of Christ is coming together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To me, it's going to be a nameless, faceless revival. What that means is that no one's going to get the credit but God. You can try all you want, but to God be the glory. Probably somebody prayed more for you than you're getting the credit. Say amen. I mean, that's how the Lord does it. In Luke chapter 18, now I covered these verses a few times, not once before, but it's only leading me where I need to go. In Luke 18, verse 1, it says this, and there was a parable unto them that men ought to pray and not what? They ought to pray and not give up. It's a biblical imperative that we pray and not give up. I'm here to tell you that there are times where you're going to feel like nothing is happening. There'll be times where you feel like it's going always the opposite direction, or maybe even falling more apart than it was before. But the truth is, that's just part of the process. It's only rearranging what needs to. Are you hearing me here? When it all becomes status quo, that's when I go, something needs to change. But when things are changing, God's rearranging, hallelujah, and things will turn out the way God wants them to. Not the way the enemy wants it, the way God wants us to. Yes. Come on. Is he Lord of the church? Yes. Is he Lord of your life? Yes. Then you have a different Lord. Yes. No longer Satan's Lord of your life. No longer he has dominion over you. God does. It says in Scripture that men ought to pray and not faint. Amen? Yes. Now there was a city where a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city that came to say, avenge me of my adversaries. And he would not. But afterwards he said within himself, though I don't fear God nor man, But because this widow troubles me, I'll avenge her because she continually comes to me and wears me out. How many knows that is a great way to do to the Lord? The Lord would love for you to wear him out. Not that you can, but it's great to come up over and over. Amen? Now, parents, if your kids are living upright and it's in your means to bless them, and they continue to ask, I would really like this, I would really like this, I would really like this. It wasn't selfish in nature. You knew it would bless not only them but others. How many of you parents would give it to your kids? Maybe it took a little bit that you had to save a little extra and you say, you know what, by the end of the year I'm going to buy it. How many of your parents would do it? So the truth is, once you heard it, you hear the continual wearing out of it, I want it, I want it, I want it. Sooner or later, it would work in you that you'd want to please your kid. True? Yes or no? You'd want to demonstrate your love by giving them something that they really desire. Not that you're buying their love, but you're saying, you know what? I want you to be happy. How much more our Father, who is perfect in all his ways, in every way, would want to lavish us with good gifts? Are you with me? Well, let's start with the spiritual things. Does God want souls to be saved? Does it please the Father to save souls? Then we need to start there. Does it please the Father to see people touched and healed? Then we need to start there. Does it please the Father to feed those that may be a little less fortunate at the moment? I say at the moment. How many knows you can go from poor to rich? How many knows that's a momentary thing? Does it please the Father to take care of those who need it? How about widows that are shut up indeed? Does it please the Father to take care of them? Okay, if we get just those four as we concentrate as a church, we're starting to please our Father. So he meets all our needs and some of our wants. Too many times we focus so much on our wants. I want, I want, I want. What does he want? I want to please him first. And you know what? He always pleases me. He always makes a way that he knows that, oh, Lord, how'd you, oh, it's right, because you're Lord. That little thing that, you know, not too many people know about, God finds a way to bless you with it. Say amen. Amen. How many knows God is good? Now, I'll make a mechanical thing. When I was younger, I had a 79 Trans Am. It was silver, 400 four-speed model, black interior, loaded, T-tops, everything. Beautiful car. When I got older and I went into the ministry, I had to sell my car. It was hard to see that thing go bye-bye. I let it go. I said, Lord, it's for you. I need this. The ministry needs this. Praise the Lord. For the next 25 years, didn't think much about it. Didn't really am. That'd be nice. Seen a few here and there. And one day, I really just felt in my heart, you know what? I'd like to have another car. I said, Lord, I go, I'm not going to be selfish. God, if you bless me, amen. I opened the newspaper. Car for sale in Brighton, in a warehouse. Hasn't moved for 12 years. You still got that car? Yeah. Mind if I come down and take a look at it? Yeah, it's all dusty and stuff. There's stuff on it. You know, that's okay. I show up at this warehouse. I go, where is it? It's underneath that tarp. I'm like, oh, man. It's all dusty. There's a tire on top of it. There's a battery next to it. I'm like, oh, I don't want this thing. Amen. I mean, sometimes in your head, you already got it preset. So I walk over to it. I lift up the stuff. I move the stuff off. And I lift the cover up. And I go, it's the right color. I wonder if it's the real four-speed model. I look at the VIN number. It is. I pop the hood. It's got the original motor still in it. I wonder what color the interior is. It's the right color interior. I wonder if it has all the options. It has all the options I want. And then the Father speaks a word. This one's for you, son. Now, that may not be a spiritual thing for everyone. But the Father knew my heart before I even asked. Are you with me? Then if you care for what he cares about, he'll lavish you with things that are out there. Are you with me? He doesn't have a problem because the car doesn't own me. Are you with me? But I just drive it because I enjoy it. Is everybody following this here? I'm not trying to make this about me. But we have to look and say, Father, I want to please you. Then pleasing the Father is coming before him. Say, you know what, God, I'm going to come before you. And I'm not going to stop till you have a victory. I'm not going to stop till you're totally healed. Come on, let's start putting in that air and say, we need that as a church. There needs to be a power of persistence. When you see nothing happening and nothing's going this way, you're going to do it. Because everyone can talk about it, but somebody's got to do it. We do a lot of talking in Christianity about what we want to do. And sometimes we even pray about what we're going to do. And then we don't do it. I don't want another thing just to do something to do something. Let's do it and do it. If we're going to reach the world, then somebody has to take the foot to the street, talk to the neighbor. Say amen. Come on. Is God good? Then we're at the place, Lord, I'm not going to give up. Men ought to pray and not faint. They ought to pray and say, hey, I'm going to do this. This woman is coming before him. She's a widow. Her demands are this. Hey, I want to be avenged. Now, we don't really know the situation or the problem that she's there. But I'm here to say, according to what culture was like, she was at a disadvantage. Women weren't allowed to speak in court. She had no husband to bring her message. Widows are often taken advantage of. And some are so poor and destitute, many times they ask for a bribe to push their case along. She couldn't even offer that. So when she came to court, she was already way behind. She says, I don't have all that. I don't have this. I don't have this. Listen to me. If you feel disadvantaged, you're probably in the right place. She says, I'm not going to be denied. I can't even bribe a person. I don't care about that. No one's speaking for me, but God is God. How many of you need to step up? We can't use our situation or our lot in life to say, well, if I was this, I'd have more of this. I agree with Jeff. God can bless anybody in here. How many believe that? Amen. God get it to you and get it through you, then men bless you. We have to look and say, you know what? God, have your hand. Look at verse 5. It says this, yet because this woman troubles me, I'm going to avenge her because she continually wears me out. Her determination was, listen to me, I may not have money. I may not have somebody to be able to speak for me. I can't afford a lawyer, but bless God, I'm coming because I need to be avenged. I am right. When you know it belongs to you, you won't stop. We need to be determined that the things in the Word of God belong to us. I'm not stopping less than that. Amen? Amen. I was just at the doctor's. I had my little checkup there. Doctor says, you're fine. We'll see you in 6 months. Amen? There were several of you who prayed for me on Wednesday. God spoke a word. You're going to be fine. Amen. Then thank you, Jesus. I know what it's like to have challenges medically like many of you. The truth is that I want to be determined, but I need to continue to come. That means tonight I need to pray. Come on. When after you receive something, you ever notice you back off on praying for that? Because it's like an answer to prayer and there's great joy with that. But listen to me, that only means you move to the next thing. And there are some things that seem to be fenced in that aren't broken through. Focus on that. Put a little seed on that. Put a little water on that. If you're not seeing a harvest in an area that you know you need to, water that area. Amen? Sometimes it needs a little more attention. Because sometimes the seed is always good, but the soil needs a little work. Say amen. How many of us, Lord, I'm going to water that seed's good. And you know, when that seed goes in the ground can do nothing but receive it. Amen? The ground doesn't determine how good the seed is. The seed's always good. It's the ground. Lord, I want to be fruitful. I know Charles and I had this conversation before service. He goes, I'm locked in today. because I've had to stay up a long time, but I'm locked in today. How many of your mind can wander during service? How many has your mind already wandered at least once in service already? Get that hand up. How many ever caught yourself sometime like, oh yeah, huh? How many have ever worshiped the Lord honestly, had your hand lifted, your eyes closed, and you're thinking about something totally different? Okay, 10 of you. Amen. How many of us, that's a reality. Sometimes we got to grab a hold of that. That's why I get loud. When Paul gave, he says, listen to me, I care for the church continually. I care for Lighthouse Church. If you want to know what I'm about, I care for this church. I care for its members. I care what we do. I care where we go. And if you come here and I become your pastor, then I care for you. You become on my list to pray for. How many want to be prayed for? A prideful statement says, nah, I pray for somebody else. No, we all need prayer. Paul looked at the church in 1 Thessalonians 1:2. He says this, we give thanks to God always for you, always making mention of you in our prayers. We have to say as a church, I need you to pray for one another. Pray for the church. Pray for its people. Well, we start to amplify that. Man, that gets power there. And if the Lord starts to bring you through some stuff and things start to fall apart, it's only because God's rearranging some stuff in your life. He's a good God. Amen? Sometimes He may take you right down and so you're helpless. So you have to turn to Him. That's even a good thing. Amen? No good thing will God withhold for those who walk uprightly. I said no good thing. Say no good thing. Her desperation was, I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Look at verse 2. It says, there was a city and there was a judge. He feared not God nor regarded man. I'm going to make this statement like this. He was corrupt and calloused. It says he didn't fear God. Notice he wasn't godly. And he didn't regard man too much either. It's kind of one of those things where it's a production line. Next. What's the case? How many have ever seen that? Next. What's the case? Next. There's no feeling and emotion with that. I've seen that many times. He didn't fear God, so notice there isn't a relationship there. Come on, sometimes you'll be placed in front of people who could care less about your God. But you know what? Your God is still God. Even when it's an unjust situation, God can still step in. He can give you grace and favor. It can turn out for you better than what it was. Amen? Come on. How many of you know that even the Lord can intervene in a situation? I shared with some of you, I went to court one time with a young person. He had a traffic violation, and he asked me if I'd go down with him. It was downtown. I said, okay, I'll go down there with you. I went down there with him, and we're sitting in the courtroom, and he gets called up, and the ticket was going to have several points to it. And he goes, look, I can't afford it. The judge goes, hey, how's your record, young man? And he said something that was so hilarious. He said, it's decent. And the judge, he burst out. He just cracked up. He goes, decent? Young man, if I ask you what kind of grades you got, would you tell me you got decent grades? If I ask you how you were feeling, would you say decent? And the whole courtroom is just busting out laughing. And I'm the loudest. It was so funny. Decent. I go, yes, you're decent, all right? But that one comment, the judge laughs so much, he goes, I'll take off all the points, pay the fine, get out of here. Say amen. I look at it and I go, listen, God even intervened in your situation. Even through our foolishness, the Lord still work. Come on. Because the next person who came out of court got full blown. And I don't know why. I didn't ask. Say amen. Favor. Amen. Look at verse 4. He says, he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, though I don't fear God nor regard man, I'm going to give her what she needs. For this woman, she troubles me. I'm going to avenge her. I'm going to give her because she's wearing me out. That word troubled means this, to reach forth and beat to cause one another harm. He says, this lady just keeps bombarding me. It's like, man, it's troubling me. How about this? It's making me look bad. This woman's making me look bad. I'm a tough judge. I'm callous. I don't care what man thinks. I don't care what God thinks. But man, if I don't give this lady something what she needs, it's like giving me a black eye. How many of us we need to give the devil the black eye? Hallelujah. The devil does not care about your God or who you are. He doesn't care if you're young or you're old. He is callous to those things. He wants to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's why the enemy has so many people fooled like he's their best buddy. We're going to go to hell and we're all going to party together. There could be nothing farther from the truth. Man, Jesus is the only one that will treat you right. Hallelujah. Come on. That wearying me is like beaten down. She's wearing me out. Man, she's making me look bad in my own courtroom. Here's a little widow that can't even afford an attorney speaking to me. Judge, you need to give me this. Judge, you need to give me this. Hallelujah. How many knows she's even upsetting the courtroom? Or this. If others learn they can get things by living right and speaking it, it's going to change everything here. How many knows she's a great example too? Here's somebody that can't afford a lawyer, that shouldn't even be speaking in court, and now going to get her way. Is this good this morning? Come on. The contrast to our Heavenly Father, He's not unjust. He's just. He delights in answering our prayers. He hears His people. We have to look and say, you know what? I got to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. I do. I have to start looking and say, you know what? The enemy tries to hinder my prayers. Daniel came up to that area. He says, I heard you the first time, but the angel hindered. Satan hindered me. And Michael came and brought me victory. Sometimes we just got to continue to pray. Sometimes we got to agree with one another. You know what? That isn't happening. Then we're going to bind together. Amen. I know for a fact that some of our families have an evil influence in their life. They're always being enticed by somebody else. True? Sometimes that's got to go. I said, sometimes that's got to go. Then, Lord, we come against that. Some people get conditioned in certain things. They hear a certain thing, they do a certain thing, they feel a certain way. Lord, I want to change that. Change that. This is the year to change that. I joined this morning. When I looked today, she said, I'm going to get what God said. I'm going to get what I need. I'm going to get what I deserve. God honors perseverance. Say amen. How many knows that we have to go through those things? God answers. Sometimes it's immediate. Other times it takes time. You know, I know that God knew Sarah and Abraham wanted a kid. Wouldn't it have been a whole lot easier if she was 25 and had a kid? Or 20 and had a kid? Yes or no? Wouldn't that have been in the natural easier? Okay, let me bump it up. Maybe mid-30s. Okay, you really want to wait? Okay, how about 50? Ooh, 50. Okay, well, Lord, 60 is better than 70. Okay, I'll take 70. Okay, Lord, 80 is better than 90. Oh, Lord. And now at 90, and he is 99. No wonder she laughed. How many ladies at 90 are like, yeah, let me get little Johnny bouncing on my knee? How many of those little ones are a lot of work chasing, just even getting down on the floor with them? Come on, you know what grandkids, sometimes I'd love to pick you up, but you're a little, let me just walk you now, amen? Let me just walk you. The truth is that it's a lot, but it's there the word was fulfilled. Come on. We have to look along the way. If God's promised it, perseverance will bring it to pass, no matter what the natural time is. When God showed them, your kids are going to be like the stars, it was a done deal. Don't intervene there and get an Ishmael in the middle either. Don't take the suggestions that seem right in the way. Well, just take my handmaiden. Maybe the Lord wants you to have a child through her. And where's the great man here saying, no, honey, you're number one in my life. I don't need nothing else. What does he do? Oh, that's a great idea. That's got to be the Lord. I bear witness with that one. Now, how many of you ladies would go, take her? My wife says, it ain't happening to my home. Okay, only two of you ladies, amen. I'm really saying, it ain't happening to my home. He should have said, you know what? No, that's not a great idea. God doesn't need a helping hand to fulfill His word. You'll just get in the way if you do it your own way. Then, Lord, I want to do it your way. What I appreciate about this woman is no one could intervene and screw it up. Can I say that word? Is that all right? It was just her. I have no lawyer. I have nobody to speak for me. I'm standing up for this. Sometimes you just need to stand up for this. Sometimes everyone else gets in the way. Just get it before God. Amen? Come on. Look at verse 8. I tell you, He will avenge her speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall He find faith on the earth? When He comes, will He find faith? He's saying this lady's going to get what she needs speedily here. But when the Son of Man, when I come to the earth, will I find faith? I want Him to find it at Lighthouse. Can you imagine Him coming to the church and finding no faith or very little faith? Come on, we need to walk in faith. We need to start trusting Him that our Father will get it. He will do it. Kind of quiet. Romans 8, verse 26. Listen to me. The Spirit helps our infirmities. For when we don't know how to pray, the Spirit itself makes intercession with groanings too great for words. We need to speak this. We need to be committed to prayer. We need to be committed to say, you know what? I'm getting this. I'm praying this. This is what's happening. As your pastor, I make this declaration to you. Every Saturday evening, I'm praying for you and this fellowship for Sunday. Every Saturday evening. Don't miss it. I'm not trying to say, ooh, look at you, pastor, you're awesome. No, that's the commitment level. Now, I pray throughout the week, don't get me wrong. But I focus in, man, Sunday's an opportunity for us to get together. We need to be spiritually ready and prepared. Amen. Every outreach that goes on, they're bathed in prayer. God, touch. Lord, touch hugs today, Lord God. Lord, remove evil from the presence, Lord. When the nursing home goes out, when the men's and women's ministries meet, all the ministries, when the life groups are happening, everything has a consecrated prayer time. We need that, church. As a church, we need that together. If we want this church to grow, it's not going to be by might nor by power, but by His Spirit. That is the hardest avenue, even though it should be the easiest. We've gotten so used to gimmicks. We got so used to thinking, what's on the marquee? How about God? Can you say God is in their midst? Is God there? What's God doing? And believe me, the body of Christ one day is going to wake up and say, you know what? All I've been eating and drinking is stuff that is surface. I want more. Yeah. I'm tired of candy. I'm tired of just licking on a lollipop. I'm tired of 3 points in a poem. I want some meat that I can eat. Yeah. Okay, I'll be nice. If you're visiting with us, yes, I'm that way. Amen. How about a challenge to you as saints? Be committed to prayer. Say amen. Amen. Be committed to prayer. We say, like Paul says, you know what? I'm going to pray. I'm going to let His word abides in me. So Lord, when I ask, it shall be done. When this woman walked into court, she was prepared. She said, I'm going to be avenged. I don't know what her struggle was, but she says, I'm right. I deserve this. I'm not going to bribe anyone. I'm going to do this according to what God wants to do, and I'm going to get my answer. That also helps me when the government goes south, God can still go north. Amen. God can change the situation. Yeah. Amen? Amen? My thing is, Lord, have mercy upon, because He sets up and He removes. And if anyone thinks they're going to live forever, you're kidding yourself. Death comes to all men. Amen? And in what you did in the flesh, you will be held accountable. Every president that we've ever had in this country will be held accountable for what they did while they were in office. Every Supreme Court officer, everyone who's been in authority will have to give an account. And we're no different. We'll have to give an account of our life too. Amen. Thank God it's under the blood. Amen. You ever notice truly when you get saved, you do get smarter. You do. Come on, you get the mind of Christ. That doesn't make you a dumbbell. Hallelujah. And I'm coming against this that we use 10% of your brain. I use all my brain. If you want to use 10%, that's fine. Say amen. If God's given me all that, then I'm going to use all that. Lord, let me develop every area. Hallelujah. You know what? Sin made it darkened, but Christ to give us light. Amen. Didn't Jesus say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ? Hallelujah. If we're consistent in prayer, that means I'm not going to faint, even though I'm very tired. Even though I don't feel like it. Even though the enemy's trying to hinder me from even bringing the words out. If you've ever had a lung situation, it's hard. If you've ever had shortness of breath, it's hard to pray. But you know what? You can still, Lord, I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek you. You're still a good God. Sometimes you just got to get it out there. No, I'm not going to be denied. Amen? What the Lord has promised, he will do. Galatians 6, verse 9, it says this, we shall not be weary in well-doing. In due season, we will reap if we do not faint. Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 3, 13, but brethren, do not be weary in well-doing. Come on, that's where we need to be. I'm not going to be. I'm not going to give up. Every time she came to the court, you know what? The Bible says that he didn't fear God nor man. How many times was she turned down? How many times did she have to reschedule? How many times did she have to go there? How many times did she have to be say no? People stop her. People asking for this and this. Nope, nope, I'm going, 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 I'm going. Amen? I watched a young man one time. I worked for this company. He wanted a job so bad at this company, he would come there and bring a resume almost every day. And I remember going through the office, seeing this guy. I'm like, man. And I started, I go, what do you? He goes, look, I really want a job here. I need a job. I love this type of work. They're not hiring, but I'm coming here all the time. I said, you keep it up. I did. I said, you keep it up. And every time he came in, had a little simple resume, he came in, dropped in the office. Are you guys hiring today? Nope, I'll be back. And then there were a few times I was not in the office area, and I'd come up and I'd see him. I'll be back. And one day I told the boss, I go, you know what? I go, that guy there is more consistent than some of the people you got working here. Say amen. I go, why don't you do this? Why don't you just ask him a question? He said, what? I go, ask him if he would work here for free. See his response. He said, well, you got to come with me because that's too strange. I'll do it. So we interviewed this gentleman. I said, you know what? Would you do this job for free? He goes, I would come here for free if that gave me an opportunity to get hired here. The guy hired him right there. So amen. Amen. His persistence, I need it, I want it, I need it, I want 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 it. They weren't hiring. I mean, was that somebody to hire? And he turned out to be a great employee. How many of us, we need to keep bombarding that area. Even if somebody that's in power, listen to me, doesn't care about you or your God, that's still not going to deny you from receiving what God has for you. We look too many times at the circumstance instead of our God. You need to be there. Now, what if you did this? Well, he's unjust. He's not going to give. I just give up. It's fine. I never get what I want. I never get what I want. I had a moment there. We can do both, or we can go, nope, not being denied. Nope. I'm not being offended. Nope. I'm not eating it. Nope. I'm going. Oh, let me speak this to you. I've seen more people step out of what God had for them, ready to release what he's promised, and got offended and moved away from it. You got to be thick-skinned. Somebody in this church is going to offend you. Just go, praise the Lord. If I don't eat it, I'm not offended with it. And generally, Lord, I'm going to pray for them. Because if you step out because of it, you'll step out again because it'll happen again. Paul said, listen to me, well, offenses will come, but what do we do with them? Amen. Oh, that's good preaching. Well, this gets me right where I needed to start my sermon. But that'll have to be next week. We're out of time here. I want to ask you, how many want to be persistent in prayer? How many is the Lord speaking to you in that area? How many even look at situations when you don't even feel adequate or equipped or have any of that? God can still do it. Come on, I want you to have that in your spirit. This lady didn't have everything she needed, but she's not going to be denied. Some of you have been praying for things. Keep revisiting that. Amen? I've been praying for my dad since I was a little young boy. I've been praying for him for almost 48 years. I've been praying for my father to get touched. He's that close. God's still going to honor that. Amen? He's still working on that heart. I know my dad is being worked on by the Holy Ghost. I know he is. Bombarding. Many of you are praying for him. It's like, Lord, bring him over that edge. Hallelujah. And I believe personally God has spared his life, given him grace to have time to accept. Amen? Because he should have been gone a long time ago, but glory be to God. How many need God to bring a breakthrough somewhere? Okay. How many need to be more persistent in prayer? How many need to go past inadequacies and say, you know what? It doesn't matter what you have, it's who you serve. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, as a church, God, there's power being persistent. And God, we will be that, Lord. You've given us just one example in Scripture that we should ought to pray and not faint. So Lord, today, Lord, there's resolve in our hearts. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to be denied. Look at your circumstance and begin to speak to it. I'm not going to be denied. Healing is the children's bread. Deliverance is my portion. God says, I'll bless the work of your hands. I will not be denied. Lord, on that spiritual side, Lord God, souls. We speak souls in the kingdom. Lord, deliverance, Lord God. Families being restored. The infilling of the Holy Ghost to be our portion. Lord God, every vice broken. Lord Jesus, do a mighty work. How many believe that? Father, do a work. And God, forgive us. Because God, you're looking for faith. You said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? Yes, Jesus, you'll find it here at Lighthouse. You'll find it in me. I will walk in faith and believe you. Now, if you would lift your hands, I want to bless you. Father, a blessing on this congregation. Lord, meet every need in each home. Lord, work this resolve in all of us. That God, we're going to pray and not give up. We're going to weary out that thing. God, to get our answer. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.